Welcome back to Show Me What You Got. Right up next is a standout basketball star trying to make Australia his home, Dylan Stith, Melbourne United player, Big V MVP, and of course the champion at the Big V level. Latest sign-on for the Knox Raiders in the NBL 1. Talks about his sudden rise to the pinnacle of Australian basketball while living out his dream playing at the NBA level against the teams like Sacramento Kings and Los Angeles Clippers in the NBL NBA preseason games. Now, Dylan Stith took some time out of his very busy schedule to have a chat with me on his journey so far and what's next for him. Dylan Stith, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, man. First of all, Dylan, just give us a little bit of a background into your story, you know, growing up, how you got to this point in your career and how you started playing ball.
Hey, well, first off, man, I'm happy you're welcoming me on, and I'm excited to do it. First off, man, so thank you.
But thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man. So I mean, you know, for me, you know, I played pretty. Come from a small town. It's only like 7,000. That's being generous. Probably 6,500 actually in my hometown of Bedford, Virginia. So like really, really small town. Not a lot of exposure and stuff. And so I had to take a bit of a long route, I guess you could say, to get here. And, you know, my older brother, he did really well in school and on the court, and he was able to get a NAIA basketball scholarship. He played professional a few years. And then when he came back, he was assistant coach at a university up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he was like, look, bro, you're gonna play college basketball. If this is the last thing I do, I'm going to get you into college basketball. So, you know, he was kind of my only correlation, my only link to the outside world, it felt like, at one point. And you know, he took me under his wing. I ended up going to the same school he went to. They had transitioned from NAIA to Division III at that point.
So oh, beautiful.
I went up there, and, you know, it took me a while to get going. I finally practiced on lineup about halfway through my junior year. Senior year, you know, I was All-American, and then, you know, I took a gamble and went on a little tour team in Indianapolis, a tour tryout, and was able to make it, and then got welcomed onto the tour team, and bought after a lot of fundraising and some GoFundMe pages, I bought a one-way ticket to Australia, and we're on that tour team, and Andrew Gay signed me about 2 days in, and then that was the Big V, and then from then on, you know, I've been able to prove a bit and you know, begin to build on a career that I started in 2015 here in Australia.
Man, that is amazing. Like, people need to hear this story. You came from a little town, and I tell people a lot of times, like, when you're from a little town, you know, that's when it's even more difficult for you to succeed, but it gives you all the opportunities to succeed because there's not much distractions. And now you've made it onto this stage. You know? And of course, this year you're MVP of the Big V, playing for McKinnon Tigers, Cougars, sorry. MVP of the League Championship, All-Star 5. You know, you've cracked it onto the Melbourne United roster, even playing in the NBA preseason games. Man, how did that come about in such a short time?
Man, you hit the nail on the head. This one thing I actually haven't really thought about too much, but you said it, you know, not learning to live without distractions when you're in such a small environment, you learn to focus a little bit better. And since I've been in Australia, I've been around Melbourne United, and you know, I've been introduced to a few of the coaches and on a few occasions, and I'm training with them, and then it was around this time of the year where my season was over, so I'd pop into a few of the preseason runs, and then you know, as per usual, which they do around this time of year, they say, you know, Dill, can you come around a little bit more often as we begin our preseason practice? You know, we just want, you know, to have your body in practice just to keep it competitive. And you know, I did. And then Casey Prather, you know, had a knee injury and had to have a minor surgery. And then, I kid you not, the home opener was Saturday against Phoenix. Against Southeast Phoenix, and they asked me on Thursday night if I could be available for the game, and you know, I had no idea I'd be playing in any NBL game anywhere in the next, you know, years or so. So, caught me off guard. I was obviously elated, and you know, I said, you know, this is an opportunity, it's a chance, and I went out there and, you know, minimal minutes, you know, but as soon as I got in, I was able to make a couple plays. And then 2 days later, you know, we're on the road, headed to Perth, my first time in Perth, of course. And then Chris Golding, you know, he ends up being a last second, you know, out with his ankle that he hurt against Southeast. So then I got in there and I was able to play 17 minutes, you know, at 8 points. And, you know, that was
amazing.
That was against the defending champions on their champion night. And then next thing you know, we're in the States playing against Clippers and Kings. So, man, it happens fast.
What was that experience like, man? I need you to talk us through that NBA experience, man.
Everything is really, it's everything is nice, man. Everything is taken care of, you know, between the locker room, you know, physios for massages and stuff. Obviously, you have rebounders anytime you want to get on the court, practice facilities. You know, it's just top notch. I mean, you know, there's so much money involved in that stuff, man. And people that are working for the Clippers, that since they know they're hosting you, you know, they come into the locker room and they say, you know, do you need anything between, you know, between food, towels, and massages, or to get ready for the game, et cetera. So there's no way you can't be prepared when it's time for the ball to tip off, because everything is there for you. So.
Yeah, and you did clock in some minutes too, man. Were there jittery fingers on there or shaky feet? What was that feeling like? Or was it just pure excitement?
It's excitement, you know. I was able to have my family there. My mom flew over from Virginia. My brother flew over from Pittsburgh, where he's living now, and he just finished his dissertation and PhD the day before. So he came over. So I was filled with joy just to be in front of all of them. And then I didn't get in, you know, first half. So I'm thinking, okay, if I didn't get in the first half, it's going to be a long shot to get in the second half, unless you know, get things go south quickly and he just clears the bench. But sure enough, he put me in with about 3 or 4 minutes left. And, you know, and I came out, first thing I did, you know, I'm just looking around trying to soak it all in. And then, you know, you lock in and you start, you know, you're so prepared because of, like I said, the day before and the day of. So, you know, you're all in tune with the scout, the play. So you're just ready to rock and roll. And then I think second offensive possession for us, you know, the ball swings to me. I'm at the 3-point line and I got, I can't remember who was closing on me. It might have been Motley. And it's a deep three, man. I put all my, you know, I've been sitting down for a while, man. I put all my strength into it.
Right.
And I'm lucky, man. I made it. I dreamed it. So I hit, you know, I got in, I hit a three, and
your first NBA points, man.
First NBA point.
Man, that's massive, bro. Massive. Yeah. I'm so proud of you, man, Dylan. You know, I was saying to you behind the scenes, man, like, it's just so amazing to see someone that you can relate to just live out that dream,
Absolutely.
Man. And, you know, you have no idea how much motivation and inspiration you provide to people around you, you know, just to feel like, man, yo, if D can do this, man, I probably can too.
Yeah.
You know, and now you've just signed to the Knox, you know. What are we expecting from you next season?
And, you know, I've been living with my partner Katie, and you know, we're going about a visa together. So, you know, I plan on being a mainstay in Australia, believe it or not. You know, I've had my mom come out and see it and give me the blessing, as well as the other family members, so to speak. So
wonderful.
It's been, you know, this will be a home for me. But in you know, in terms of, you know, after having this for the first time, I'll have this full season of NBL experience. Obviously, you know, whether I'm in the game or not, you know, will depend on circumstances with the other American imports. But I'll at least be training and with the club for the rest of the year. So this would be really, you know, good for me and my maturation as a player, and really taking, you know, and I'm 27 now. I'll be 28 next season. So taking that, beginning to take that step back, the game start to come a little bit slower for me to read and see and you know, and start to become just a smarter, more efficient basketball player. I was able to be MVP last year at Big D, and I'm proud of that. But as you know, any true hooper, the room for growth and room for improvement is never ending. And then when I begin with Knox next season in April, you know, I plan on having a whole new level of calm and maturation that can help, you know, hopefully win a championship at NBL one level.
Amazing, man. We'll be cheering you on. And real quick on this one, what are we finishing up for the season with Melbourne?
Well, you know, believe it or not, the home opener, right, we lost Mitch Creek.
Yeah.
You know, it's tied up. Mitch Creek hit a three with 10 seconds left to take the lead, right?
Yeah.
Then we go out to Perth. You know, well undermanned. No Chris, no Casey Prather, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
No David Barlow. We go out there, and we're somehow up two with 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
Tariqa White hits a three to go up one.
Yeah.
Right? We win a game. Then we come back. We go to States come back and we play against Perth at home, tied up, 1 second left on the clock, Bryce Cotton hits a three.
Yeah.
So if you believe it or not, we actually...
You are in the game.
We could easily be undefeated right now. We've lost all our games this season have come to a total of 4 points. So I think we're the best team in the comp. We're the best team, you know, on paper.
Ooh, and that's a big call right there, man.
We're the best team
with the way Kings playing now, everybody got their money on Kings now. Hey, but I'm a United fan, of course. Well, next to 36ers, of course, because of my man Joey. But, you know, man, Kings is looking pretty good, though.
Hey, lots of respect to Joey. They're a hard-working team out there.
Oh, yes.
We took out Kings. Just, you know, back in Melbourne last week.
Yeah, I know. I saw that.
And I think, and Bogut, is, you know, as much of a beast he is, he was having some problems with old Sean Long down there. All I'm saying
is
five out of the last six. So, a strong team, man. And hey, I know I'm on the team, so it's easy to say it. But hopefully you're talking to somebody to get a ring by the end of this.
Right, I know, man. Bro, that would be so great, man.
Yeah, we'll
that would be good to see, man. Thank you so much, bro. Before I let you go, man, any last words for the youngins out there?
The advice I would give to anyone would be, you know, you see people, you may see a professional basketball player on TV, or you may see, you know, a really good player in your town, or just somebody who's doing something that they're passionate about and having fun with and enjoying it and doing it at a high level. It doesn't have to be sport, but when you see that, and don't feel like it's out of reach.
True.
You know, that I'm able to, you know, to any young person, when you see somebody who's successful, you know, and you don't see those missing pieces because it's not tangible to you. It's more, you can visualize it easier than you believe.
True.
And I've seen people, you know, being able to play against those guys for the Kings and the Clippers, and I saw Kawhi firsthand, and, you know, he's massive, he's strong, and, you know, he has all those physical traits, but the guy is so laser focused, and I know he probably didn't have the easiest path, but he has a grind and he has a level of focus, laser-like focus, and if you can match that, then, you know, you can put yourself in a good position to be ready to take advantage of an opportunity when it's presented.
Absolutely, man. Beautiful words from Dylan Steith right there, man. Melbourne United, Knox Raiders right now. And, of course, the MVP of the Big V League. Thank you so much for coming on the program, man. Really appreciate your time.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Great words from Dylan Steith right there. A legend in the making. And we wish him the very best with his career as he progresses one challenge at a time. But coming up next is Holly Goodall, another one of our very multi-talented NT locals, a former professional triathlon athlete and who has now been involved with the NTFLW for 4 years. We will be right back with Holly on Show Me What You Got.